AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Several terror attacks around the world this morning. One on an American gas factory in southeastern France near the city of Lyon. Our Angela Charlton is in France.
France has opened a terrorism investigation after an attack at a gas factory. The attack left one person decapitated and several people wounded. Flags with Arabic inscriptions were found nearby. The severed head of the decapitated victim was found posted on a gate at the entrance.
That man has been identified as a local businessman. Several suspects are in custody. In Tunisia, two gunmen opened fire on a beach in a resort area popular with tourists. At least 27 people are dead. One gunman's been killed, but police are shooting it out with the other. And at least 16 people have been killed in an attack on a Shiite mosque in Kuwait City. Here at home, the funeral begins next hour for Pastor Clemente Pinckney of the Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina, one of nine church shooting victims in what investigators are calling a hate crime. Our Mark Smith is in Charleston.
The Reverend Clemente Pinckney was also a state senator and early Obama backer in 08. But aides say the president plans to celebrate the lives of all nine shooting victims, and after his eulogy, he and the First Lady will spend private time with some of the victims' families.
The New York State prison guard arrested after two convicted killers escaped from Dannemora has been suspended without pay. Gene Palmer admits he gave the inmates tools, say investigators, but he says he didn't know they were planning to bust out. There are complaints about the brakes on some Ford F-150 pickup trucks. The government's investigating whether the power brake assist can fail on some 2011 and 2012 model years. This is AP Radio News. We're being told that the State Department cannot find some or all of a few of the emails from Hillary Clinton's private email server that were given to a congressional committee. Our Jackie Quinn is in Washington with this.
State Department officials say the emails all predate the September 11, 2012 assault on the U.S. diplomatic outpost in Benghazi. They consist of a series of would-be intelligence reports passed on to her by longtime political confidant Sidney Blumenthal. But the fact that the emails cannot be located among those that Clinton released raises new questions about her use of a personal email account and server. The Clinton campaign responds, the former Secretary of State turned over 55,000 pages of materials to the State Department. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And Disney World is banning selfie sticks, calling them a safety hazard. Officials say the ban takes effect on Tuesday at all four Disney theme parks in Orlando. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.